Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are going to be talking about messenger marketing for real estate professionals. Our guest is Chris Harden from BookMeSolid.com. This gentleman has helped hundreds of real estate agents not only generate a massive amount of real estate leads for an extremely low cost per lead, but he's also helped those real estate professionals he's worked with use this software, use this technology, use messenger marketing to convert those leads through a nice nurturing process. Stick around to the end of this episode because we're going to be giving away a free gift. So you're going to want to stay for that. But more importantly, you're going to pick up so many valuable nuggets just by sticking around and listening to the entire podcast episode. Social agent secrets. So the big question is this: with all the new technology like big data, AI and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. Here with the Chris Harden. You can go follow him at the Chris Harden on Instagram. This is the owner and founder of Book Me Solid. Today we're talking about messenger marketing. You know, I always say that the most powerful tech in your real estate business is the digital version of you. And using messenger marketing is definitely one of those ways for you to create conversations using the digital version of you. Chris, I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time to come on to the Social Agent Secrets podcast today. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, maybe talk a little bit about how you got started in digital marketing and messenger marketing in general. And I know you've been on some pretty big name platforms before. If you want to talk a little bit about that, just tell us how you got started in messenger marketing. What led you up to creating this product that has been so helpful for your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me today. And then secondly, I started off in WordPress. I did WordPress as a content management system, which basically all major like CNN, AJC, MLB, all those big websites run off of WordPress. So I hopped into that almost 15 years ago when it was getting started. And I kind of built out a brand, the WP Trainer. You would get stuck trying to get your website going. You'd find me on Google. We'd hop on a Zoom call and we'd work it out together. I did that for a good 6, 7, 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then I also built websites on the side because obviously people don't, you know, once they realize how technical that is, they're like, just do it. Can you just do it? So that's kind of what led me into this. I was working on a real estate website and they were asking me, could I generate leads? And I was like, sure, I can. I can do anything. Let me go figure this out. So I hopped on board. I got the Dan Henry training and then, you know, that kind of launched my thought process there. But I dug deeper into real estate and I realized that I can generate leads all day. So can everybody else, but they can't convert them. So these guys never really had the experience of calling people or following up with them. They've just always had business like handed to them, or it's been like a super nice referral. Like they've never had a problem even getting a voicemail in most cases, like just because people are around whenever, you know, somebody passes them off. So I saw this opportunity and challenge. I was like, I got to figure out how to fix this because if I can't fix this, you know, I can't continue working with them. So I ordered a pizza on Facebook from Domino's of all places. Like I, you know, was clicking around and this message popped up and I was like, what is this? And I just kept like digging in a little bit more and I figured out that, you know, they automated the conversation. Not only did I order the pizza, but I went digging a little deeper And I realized that like Mercedes and some of the other car dealerships and stuff were doing it as well. And then I dig into real estate. Nobody was really doing it in real estate. I actually did come across Danny maybe like a year later on YouTube because I kind of tabled it. I found a guy, I reached out to him. He had an awesome YouTube video and he's like, I couldn't make it work. And I was like, well, if you couldn't make it work, I'm going to make it work because I see potential in it. I'm going to figure it out. And then I saw you pop up. I was like, there's something to this. We're going to figure this out. And then we just progressed from there. But what I discovered is everybody else was kind of going for like a list of homes and then kind of converting it into 33 touches or 52 touches or a ton of touches. You can't treat Messenger like that. Messenger, every time that thing dings, it's annoying. So you got to get to the point and get to the point fast. I realized that the faster I can get to the conversation part of it by asking good questions, the better. If I continue to ping you, you're just going to unsubscribe and get frustrated and block me. And the more times I get blocked as spam, you know, eventually I get shut down. So that's kind of how I got into that. Yeah.
Man, that's an awesome story, especially hearing about how, you know, it all, the idea spawned from ordering a pizza on Domino. So take me back to that. Around what time was that? Like 2015, 16, 17, you think?
It was probably early 2018. Like it was right around Christmas or so.
Okay.
2017-ish, yep.
Yeah. So you saw this Messenger pop up through Facebook for Domino's and it automated the process for you.
Well, it was an ad that led me into it. And I was okay. I was like, ooh, this is cool. Because initially you could just do like Messenger and then they like release Messenger ads, right? So yeah. I clicked on a link. It was like to get a coupon or something and it took me to the Messenger. I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, when that stuff started happening, I had the same thing go off in my mind, all these light bulbs and ideas about, wow, how can I apply this to real estate? And you saw one of my videos from back when that was happening. I even talked on a podcast about it back then. But as a real estate agent, I'm going to tell you what, guys, I did it. I built this stuff myself and we're all trying to kind of figure it out. And I was doing what Chris talked about, you know, started with a home list, like pull homes under 400,000 in Vegas and then try to put them on a 33 touch. And then it is annoying. People do unsubscribe, but you found out that there was a better way of doing it. And getting straight to the conversation, I kind of want to dig deep in that because any agents out there who are listening to this, you can either do it yourself or you can leverage it out and outsource it to someone who focuses on it full time. And what I found is that this does require someone who can do it full time for you because things are constantly changing with Messenger marketing and social media and Facebook advertising platforms in general. But you found out, Chris, that you know, going with a listing, is that right? Or just tell me about how your products are structured and the method that you found that is the most effective in getting that conversation going and actually talking to people so they talk back at you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I found there's two different kinds of conversations. One is reactive. That would be like somebody coming to your website or trying to reach out to you on Facebook. I call that reactive. I created a product around that called the First Responder. And basically, it would ask those questions like you would ask, but it asks it in real time versus, you know, it saying, hey, call me, text me, email me, do something else because I'm nowhere around Facebook. I don't understand Facebook. I'm probably not a great marketer to sell your home is what that's telling the consumer. You know what I mean? The First Responder steps in and says, hey, how can we help you today? Buy or sell a home. They go for sale, it's obvious. We just ask the address and when's a good time to chat. But if they go for buy, we actually build out the listing and spit them back into your website. So it's more of a self-service. You can embed that on your website as a live chat. Neil Patel, back in September when I was in Austin, I went to the ManyChat conference. He was talking about just adding general chat. If you don't do anything, connect anything to it. People will just click on it. Like 20% of people will just click on it. So especially whenever they go to like a contact page and there's like a job application just to talk to you or ask you a question, most people are out. You know, some of them may actually call you, but it's more about their preferred method, text, you know. So enabling them to get that conversation going easily is where the first responder kind of steps in. On the other end, I go fishing.
Real quick. You said that there's two different kinds of conversations, reactive, right? And you use a first responder strategy for that. Is this the second kind of conversation, is fishing?
Yeah, the second conversation I would call fishing.
Okay.
So basically we're putting something out there that they're looking for. You know, we're slowing the roll. They're like, what is that house, right? Give me more details. Yeah. They don't care about you. They don't really care about the house until they learn more about it. Traditionally, realtors would say, hey, this is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home, $500,000. And some people just keep scrolling because they self-disqualify. You know what I mean? They're like, nope, too much. Keep scrolling. If you don't give them the price or the location or additional details and make them like opt in, that's how we start the conversation. If you make them opt in, they're like, oh, that's out of my price range. Now we have something to talk about. It's like, that's out of your price range. Are you still interested in that school or, you know, that area? What is your price range? Gives us something to build off of.
Gotcha. Got you. So this fishing strategy, it puts something that's shiny, so to speak, like bait in front of their face, like a beautiful home.
You got it.
And you don't give them much information at all. What information do you give them? Like, hey, just listed in Georgia or anything at all? You don't want them to disqualify because of the location either, but I'm sure you're targeting people in a specific city when you're doing this.
We are and we're not. Because of the new Facebook changes in July, you got to do a 15-mile radius. So, like, we'll call out, hey, Marietta, but it may be hitting Canton and it may be hitting a little bit of Atlanta, which is fine because those people may want to move closer to there or move away from there. You know what I mean? They'll come across it during their commute.
Yeah, and I've heard with that huge radius, sometimes it's okay because it allows the algorithm that Facebook has just to go to work and find the people who might be really interested anyway. You know, we like to pride ourselves sometimes on, you know, specific targeting, but have you found that is a big loss, or has the Facebook AI been helpful enough to find people who are actually interested?
So I've tested it a lot of different ways, and be honest, just leave it wide open, right? Like, it's in their best interest to bring you return, and they know a lot more than I know. Me picking an interest group, what do I know about it? You know what I mean? Let them figure it out, because they know that yesterday Danny was looking over here at a house on somebody's website. You know
gotcha.
What I mean?
Gotcha.
Or they were on YouTube yesterday looking at swimming pools. Like, they know what's up. They buy data from everywhere. So just let them do it.
All right. So with this fishing strategy, you're actually just putting a nice, beautiful home in front of their face and saying something like, click here to learn more, or.
Yeah. We just say like home for sale, Marietta, Georgia, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, you know, how many square foot it is. And I'll say located minutes from shopping or the beach or wherever you're at. You know what I mean? Something similar to that. Located minutes from shopping or the golf course.
But no price.
No price. They're opting in for price, location, and additional photos is what they're opting in for.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to deliver on. When they come in, they're going to click a link that you've set up. And guys, for those of you who don't know about messenger marketing, there are a couple of platforms that you can use. But the one that I've found, and I'm assuming the one that you found, Chris, since you're wearing their logo on your sweatshirt there, and in the cup that you're drinking your coffee with, is ManyChat. ManyChat. ManyChat is a platform. Actually, how about you're the one that is certified in ManyChat. So tell us a little bit about that platform real quick and why you use it and how it works in conjunction with Facebook.
So ManyChat is the largest messenger platform on earth is the way they like to describe it. Initially, it was just for Messenger. Now they've expanded it. You can actually send text messages and email as well. Yeah. I haven't really dove into that too much because I hate both of those. With a text message, I got to think, what am I going to reply? That's why he sent me 15 of them, because I didn't reply. With email, you know, it's hit or miss. How many of those did it take to get my attention? With Messenger, I give you options. I give you 3 options. Just pick one. Simple. Like, you don't have to think, what am I going to write back? So they get a lot more reply. ManyChat makes it real easy to build that out.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that was highly attractive when I got in and saw it. And probably when you were ordering that pizza on Domino's, there was probably some options for you where you didn't have to think. They were there, and all you had to do is choose one of three. If it gets more than three, then you got to think a little bit too much, right? So that's right. Probably why they limited to three options. I know with the quick reply option in ManyChat, you can add a little bit more than that, right? But
you can have up to eight with quick reply.
Yeah.
So that's good for like price points or different areas.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So you have two different kinds of conversations, reactive, and that's your first responder where you're basically asking somebody, what do you want to do, buy, sell, or other, or buy, sell, or refinance, or what are your three options on there?
You got it. That's basically to help convert the people that are already there. You've already dumped some money getting them there. This is just to help them convert. It's just an easier method for them to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm. So with that reactive, and then we'll go and dive in a little bit more into that phishing strategy. Where are you driving traffic from? I know that you can put a little button on your website. Is that one of the places where you would say, hey, you need a first responder on your website? So when someone is on there, they don't want to fill out that long form, like you said, they can just click there and opt in straight into your messenger. And then what other ways would you recommend having that first responder in place?
Well, I mean, basically there's three places you can use the first responder. One would be as a live chat on your website. That's okay. Just a little chat bubble. People get used to seeing that. If I go to Amazon, I got a question, I got a chat bubble. If I go order something else, I got a chat bubble. People almost expect that now. You know what I mean? By you having that, it makes it easy to reach out. The other method would be them trying to send you a message on your Facebook business page. It just basically fires with the auto reply.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes the place of that where you used to have, hey, call, text, email me, do something besides chat with me right here. And then the third way, we're using it for retargeting. So as people go visit your website and they register for your website and we know what they're looking for, we can say, hey, we're updating our system. Basically, we can say, hey, we've updated our system. Let us know if anything's changed in your search results or whatever. Like you could take people that's just been inactive and put that out to them, or you can retarget people. Typically, I like a video ad.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say, hey, I can see you just checked out my listing. If that's not the one, let me know below what you're looking for. Whenever they do the send message, it'll kickstart and start asking them that.
So a simple video ad, and you guys, I know this is getting technical for us agents out there. This is why I can do this stuff, because I've done the YouTube University route. But even though I know how to do it, I don't want to do it, especially after I figured out how much work actually goes into it. I get a call from someone who wants to list their home. I'm gone. This guy, Chris, right here, he does this every day, all day. He focuses 100% on his clients to help them with these types of strategies. So one of them would be a video ad, and we talk a lot about video on this platform. So one way for you to use video, again, using the digital version of yourself, leveraging your time, energy, and effort, is if there's a pixel, and if I understand this correctly, on your website, usually there's a pixel on every page if you're smart about it, right? And so what you could do is create a custom audience off of that pixel and then shoot a quick 15-second video stating, hey, we're updating our system. We want to make sure that, you know, we're giving you the right information about homes that you might be looking for. And then your call to action is, you know, so tap right here and it will bring them into Messenger right there. And it will ask them those types of questions, the first responder questions, right?
You got it.
Cool, man.
You can also kind of leverage that, you know, for a specific neighborhood or something like that. You can call out that neighborhood and say, hey, we're looking for more homes like this one. Stand in front of a home and say, you know, our typical objection that we get is, if you're looking to buy my home, how am I going to find another home first? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If we can see what we got going on, you know, we can give you our list. You can call it a list because it kind of builds it out real time. But that'll connect you one-on-one with them. But then also you can follow up and say, hey, I'm in a big office. Everybody's got stuff on their desk that ain't even on the market. Let's talk about that. So it gives you like an upper hand advantage when you leverage
it. Yeah, kind of like an inside, like you got some inside information that not everyone else has. They'd be on the end if they're working with you. You've got a list of potential buyers in their neighborhood, right? That might be interested in your home. And you know, you've got a lot of homes for them that might be interesting to them. That way it solves that problem in their mind. Well, hey, if I got to sell my home, I got to find another home to buy. And you can help them with that using this strategy, right?
You got it. You always want to handle their objection before they bring it up.
And so if someone comes into your world and decides to get started, is this something that you help them with one-on-one, or do they just kind of grab one of your products and then they're on their own?
Yes and yes, we do both.
Awesome. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But as far as this phishing strategy goes, we're putting out maybe their listing, right? Or if you're an agent, you don't quite have any listings yet, you might want to ask an agent in your office if it's okay for you to advertise one of their listings, which anytime I get that question, I'm like, yes, please do. Of course, I know that you might pick up some leads from it, but at the same time, I'm going to get additional exposure that might help me sell my listing for my sellers. So it's a win-win, right?
Absolutely.
So for that phishing strategy, would you recommend doing that? It's a home that's just been listed and you're trying to attract buyers to it, right?
Well, if you're a newer agent and like you're kind of nervous about going to ask about a listing that you can borrow, go borrow one that's been on the market for a while and say, hey, you're probably about to lose this. You know, let me do a virtual open house.
Oh, I like that. A virtual open house. So
it's no different than having an open house. I'm just not showing up for it. You know what I mean?
You're showing up for it, but in a digital form, which is it's more efficient. And let's face it, everyone's looking online for homes. People do go out to open houses physically, but that's a lot of work. And so how does that look? You go on the MLS, you find homes that have been on the market for a number of days, and you just find an agent who's willing to allow you to advertise it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be like in the median price point. You almost want to find the turd if you can. Like, there's some reason they haven't sold it, but it's a whole different audience that's never seen it, because all they did was probably put it on the MLS and put some signs out. So that, just introducing it to Facebook is a whole another audience.
And so it doesn't have to be the most luxurious looking home in the world.
No, not at all.
Yep, there's a buyer for every house, ladies and gentlemen. So you put that out there, and I don't know how to run Facebook ads. Like, what can you do to help me with that?
It's 15-mile radius.
Yeah, so.
Give me the details, but not all the details.
So what would you need? Let's say I wanted you to do it for me. What would you need from me?
Basically, the link that you want to send them to when we're done. I rip everything from that, whether that be your website or the MLS.
Okay, so you're going to take that information, you set up the ad, and you're going to help bring people into my messenger marketing, my Facebook Messenger audience. Why is it important to have an audience on Facebook Messenger?
Because whenever you go for a listing appointment, you can say, hey, I had a home similar to that, and I've got these 300 people over here that raised their hand, but they didn't like that one. I can send it out to them before I even put some money into ads.
All right.
So you're bringing the buyer list. If you use it right, if you say it right, you can say, hey, I have a list of buyers.
And you really do. One.
Yeah.
So you guys, just so you know, just to get it in your minds right, you can collect a whole bunch of emails and you have an email list of people, right? You can collect a whole bunch of phone numbers and you have a phone number list that you can call or text. And that's one way to communicate. Now there's a new way for you to build a messenger audience. So someone opts into your messenger, you can log into ManyChat, and you can see all of these people who have subscribed to your messenger. That is a whole brand new list that didn't exist before messenger marketing came about. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we tag them listing by listing and price by price. So
let's talk about that. You have Book Me Solid. Okay. Yes. And you have a couple of ways to get people started with your program. Mm-hmm. One of them is a very low cost way, and another one, it rises up in a different tier package. But you bring someone in and you help them get started. Does all of this tagging happen for them? Or do they have to go in and individually tag these people once they come in and opt in for a specific listing that they're advertising and bringing them into Facebook Messenger?
So if they're doing the do-it-yourself version, they're actually tagging it whenever they're building the listing out. It's basically a template that's plug and play, and I'm telling you where to plug and play. Okay. But if you're doing the done for you, yeah, take care of it. All you got to do is send me a link.
Even with the do-it-yourself, you've built it out in a way where that tagging might happen automatically, or they have a certain thing they need to do in order to tag them per listing, depending on which listing they're doing. But you're building out that flow for them and providing it to them, and you're helping them install it, right?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk about, you know, Book Me Solid. You talked in the beginning about being able to generate leads for agents in the beginning, but then realizing that they had trouble converting them. How does this system that you've set up help them convert these leads into sales?
Well, first of all, you get like an 85% open rate. So it's all a matter of what are you saying. If you come off salesy, they run away. So if you take the approach of I'm going to a car lot and I'm just curious, go away, Danny, I'll find you when I'm ready. Just assume that in your head, approach it that way, you get a lot better results. It's all about the questions you ask.
And what kind of questions do you recommend they ask to not be salesy?
So like initially, I have a follow-up sequence. I only have one follow-up sequence, not 32, but one. And it hits you and it says, you know, what do you think about this home? Could it be yours? Maybe not the one, or just curious. If they don't do anything to that, then you have to step in and actually do something and humanize it and say, hey, this is Danny. Just curious, are you looking for you or someone else? Because when you say, are you looking for you or someone else, that kind of takes it off of them. You know what I mean? If you go to the car lot and I say, are you looking for you or someone else? They're like, well, I'm looking for grandma. Grandma's a whole different story. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
It's a way to just get it going.
So that starts the conversation. And that's really what real estate sales is all about. It's about the amount of conversations and the quality of the conversation. So there's people, just so you know, who could use this and totally screw it up, right? Because yeah. they're out there messaging people that sound salesy, right? But there's other people who use it and actually provide value, and it helps you create those conversations. This is just another way for you to create more conversations, and it's up to you to make them higher quality or sound salesy and get people to run away. So let's just run through it real quick. They say, you know, yeah, I'm looking for me, and they end it right there. What would you recommend an agent message back?
So like knowing we got that 15-mile radius, say, are you looking in Marietta or Kennesaw, or give them some options, you know what I mean? Because I know it may not be that one area.
So you're not saying to go ahead and message out a huge paragraph, just quick questions,
one question, one-liners. One liner, simple okay. and easy. Just give me a one if it's Atlanta.
And then really, guys, it's up to you to take it from there. Now you got the conversation going. You've got to know what to say to convert them. And the way you've done it in the past is probably going to help you. And just kind of keep that in mind when you're messaging these people back. We talk a lot about video on this platform. Let's say that you get, you know, 300 people from an ad campaign. Is that possible? You run an ad for a certain amount of money. How much money do you see people spending on their ad spend in order to build an audience of 300 people?
To build 300 people, it really depends on your area. Like in your area, I've seen conversations for 50 cents and I've seen them for $1.50. It's Facebook is a competition, right? So whenever you go to place that ad, how many other people are running a Messenger ad in your area? Some areas I've seen as low as 9 cents, 15 cents, 20 cents. I've got some in Colorado. I mean, they're coming in at like 30 cents.
Wow.
Like, spend a couple $100 on 30 cents. You have 1,000 people to chat with. And most of them are complaining about the price. So what do? Go find them something else.
Right. And so now, all right, let's say you have 1,000 people. How do you manage that? Like, how do you know which people to focus on?
So you got to think of it as the high hanging fruit, because the majority of these people are out a little bit. And being in real estate, you know that. I don't know if everybody kind of expects like an instant win. That's probably like a 1 or 2%. You'll get them in the car tomorrow or this week. But the majority of them are probably, at least a month out, because they don't know where they're at. You know what I mean? Totally just got lost, man.
That's okay. What I was saying is, like, let's say you have 1,000 people, and you know that the average conversion for anything in real estate is going to be, 30 days to a year. And most of them are really somewhere in the middle, 6 months to a year out, right? So how do you, like, if you have a really good conversation with someone, how would you recommend tagging those conversations? Is it just hot, warm, and cold, kind of like other tagging systems suggest?
Yes and no. I mean, like with me personally, I instead of using like the ManyChat app, stay away from that. Once you're set up, get out. Go for the Pages app on your phone, because that's just basically your page inbox. You could talk to them all you want there. There's a star where you can tag them for follow-up. And now the mobile version, you can actually take notes too. So if you chat with them and they say they're 3 months out, take a little note there, or put it in your CRM, put it in your calendar to remind you to follow up and what you're talking about. I actually don't have a CRM. I'm super simple. I leverage Trello, and it does everything I need. I can search for people. I can see that backed up conversation. I'll probably make a video on that one day, because I'm like, this is so simple. It doesn't send emails and do all that stuff, but just to know what we chatted about last time and where you're at between Trello, the Pages app, and Google Calendar, I don't really see you needing more than that if you want to keep it slim. You can get as technical as you want, but you'll spend all your time trying to figure out how it works instead of actually working.
Yeah, so I'm seeing here on the Facebook Pages app. I had this conversation with someone through Messenger not long ago, and there's a way for you to label them. You can add a label, you can add a buyer label, seller label, you can label it whatever you want. But there's ways for you to tag people, and then there's ways for you to find the list of people that you tag right there on the Messenger or on the Facebook Pages application. So you're going to want to download that. What about taking those conversations offline? Like, I know that you do recommend Messenger, but I know that in ManyChat there are ways to extract people's emails with the user input option, right? You can ask them a question and say, hey, like, I'd like to send you a list of these homes after they've gone through a sequence of telling you number of bedrooms, bathrooms, area, where's the best place to email those, and then the user input option will automatically populate their email for them to select. Right.
Right. So what I do is I don't do that, because I find that a lot of those emails are wrong, and I'd rather you just not give me one than give me a wrong one. I make it a fill in the blank. At the end of the first responder, it actually asks, where should I send it to? And you can give me a thumbs up, or you can give me an email. I'm just trying. You know what I mean? If they give me something, great. If they don't, move on. But then it says, hey, no need to wait on me. Here's the results. Because nobody wants to go check their email now. Like, it's like jumping out of a moving car. Why would I? You know what I mean?
I like that. I
I'm
like
chatting
that.
with you right here. Why would I jump out of the car and say, hey, I gotta go check the mail?
So yeah, you're already having the conversation there. No need to really take it offline if you can find a way to provide that information. So if they don't give that email, you have a method of automatically taking the responses they put in for number of bedrooms, bathrooms, area, square footage, pool or no pool, whatever those questions are, and then you can deliver them a pre-made link that gives them those homes. So, like, for me, if I wanted to have this in place, I might go into my IDX website. You can do this on command if you're with Keller Williams now. You can do this on Real Geeks. You can do this on Sync. You can do this on, you know all the other ones. But basically, you can build out these custom pages. Is that how you do it? And then when they put in their responses, it automatically sends them a link? Or what's that look like?
So imagine you're on your website and you're searching and you're building out the search query. If you look up at the address bar and you can see stuff up there, it says maybe bed equals 3 and price, you know, max price equals 500 and min price equals 300. If you see that, we can do it. If you don't see that, like Sierra Nevada does not show that up there, I had to dig deeper to figure out how to do that. But the majority of them are going to pass the values up there. So all I'm doing is taking those questions I ask and building that search string out to send them. So it's like, right. Hey, you tell me you want this, this, and this. Here they are.
So that can get a little tedious, though, for me, someone like me, but that's something that you do. How deep do you go with that? Because with all of the variations, you can end up having 1,000 links per person, right?
You could. Initially, we just want to get them in there. Once they get your website, they can filter and do a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so once they're there on the website, will it make them re-opt in on the website? Or is there a way to take their messenger contact info of some sort and put it into that CRM on their back end? Or I know this is getting a little technical, but for those that are technical out there, you're probably interested in this. For those that aren't, just call Chris or shoot him a message on Facebook Messenger and help you get set up.
Right. So like with Boomtown and Real Geeks and Chime, they've all got integrations with Zapier. Mm-hmm. And if you're logged in, then you can like update a note. Or if you're not logged in, you can register people. It's kind of the same as that popping up and saying, hey, continue with Facebook. It's very similar. So like I've got a tag in there for Zap. And you can connect it that way if it's possible with your platform.
So I do have Real Geeks, and obviously I'm testing out Command right now because they just put out their front-facing consumer websites. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of doing testing with both. But for me, you're saying that I can use Zapier once someone comes into either one of these, phishing type of conversations through my bot or my reactive conversation through my bot. And it would automatically pump them into the CRM?
As long as it matches, you know what I mean? As long as there's a Zapier integration for it, it can check because it's checking those fields.
Yeah. And there definitely is. There definitely is. So not only will you have them on your Facebook page to manage that way, but if you really wanted to, you can manage them on the back end. If you collect their email and phone number at some point in the conversation, if they automatically input their email, after you ask that question, is there a way to automate that into a CRM?
That's when the Zap's fired, is right then. So it checks if there's an email or not. Perfect. Basically, like with the first responder, you think of it as a chat on your website. Most of these people are already registered on your website. So it's like very powerful to just look in your back end and be like, hey, Danny, you haven't been looking in like 3 months. Are you still like in this price point? Because then it's like I'm continuing on the conversation from over here where we were sending emails and stuff. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I just made it real when I call you out like that. A lot of people don't take the time to dig in and see if they are. So I like to mention that in a workflow if it's possible. Like Boomtown has an app, you can just look them up. Real Geeks, you know, if you're in front of your computer, you can look them up pretty quick. I don't know if they have an app. But just putting that into the workflow, that makes you sound brilliant. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. So let's talk about success. You've got a nice client base now. What kind of results are your customers seeing?
So it's like a treadmill, right? The ones that use it, they see pretty steady results. The ones that don't, you know, it's hit or miss. You could expect like out of the gate, if you're consistent with it, that was our word earlier, consistency. If you're consistent with it, you know, for a 90-day period, there's no reason you shouldn't at least have one closing. I like to think of it, if you keep an ad running, it's kind of like a faucet. You have water dripping in. Eventually, it's just going to overflow. So as long as you have people coming in at you, there's no reason. If you talk to them, that's the key, talk to them. Everybody wants to automate everything. Just talk to them. Nobody wants to be automated. We want self-service, self-directed. If I click on it, cool. But otherwise, don't put me in a box and automate me.
Right. You know? So you could generate 1,000 leads a month. If you don't talk to them, you're not going to convert anything.
Right.
So at some point, the agent has to step in and have a real conversation, right?
You do. You have to do your job.
These houses don't sell themselves, ladies and gentlemen, but this is definitely one way, and it's a powerful way to create more conversations. And your job is to talk to these people and then step in and provide the value that you get paid for, basically. You got to get in there and you got to have those conversations. But this is one way to leverage having those conversations. I mean, let's talk about this, Chris. If you had to do open houses to talk to 100 people, or you had a door knock 100 people versus the amount of time, energy, and effort it takes going into creating 100 conversations on Messenger, which one do you think is easier?
I like to put $100 in and get 100 out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it might be easier for you to do this, but you still have to have those conversations, ladies and gentlemen. You still have to get out there and talk to these people. And even though I talk about doing video, we were talking earlier about being consistent. That's the one thing that I've been consistent with on Instagram stories for pretty much the last 5 years, Snapchat before that. When people raise their hand, you still have to talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. When people call you, all roads kind of usually lead to a real conversation on the phone. Wouldn't you agree? And so, you know, that's the way that you're going to end up setting those appointments. That's the way that you're going to end up meeting with these people, bringing them through that wall of value so you can finally get them under contract and close. And so the people you're saying that are doing that consistently with your product, they're finding consistent closings as long as they stay consistent with it. Is that right?
You got it.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, listen, is there anything that I didn't ask you today that you think our audience might be interested in knowing about?
How long have you been doing, or like how do you freak out when your phone just starts buzzing nonstop? Like, you know the experience. Like, what how do you think they would feel never having that before? You know, their phone may ring once or twice a day every now and then. What was your initial thought when your phone just started buzzing like crazy when you started running paid traffic to it?
It was a pain. It was a pain in the butt. I would get annoyed. I didn't like it. And eventually I probably just hit that silent button or that little moon button to stop the madness.
I'm saying like that's an exciting feeling too, though. Like,
yeah. Okay. So I thought you were talking about when marketers are like nonstop cold calling me and stuff like that. So you're talking about when I started running leads and I would get a bunch of like pings that I had new leads coming in.
Yeah.
No, that's a great feeling. That's when I knew it was working. And it's a beautiful feeling. So talking like that, now I know that all I have to do is have conversations with them, and I'm going to have predictable business in the future. You know, I have examples right now of leads nonstop just coming in. And you know what? Leave it to the professionals when it comes to the Messenger bot, though, because it did take a lot of time, energy, and effort for me to figure it out. And Chris came across my video few years ago, yet I still bought his product, even though I knew how to do it, because I knew that he is on the ball. He goes to the mini chat conferences. He's certified as a mini chat pro. I'm a realtor. That's my job, right? I'm also a marketer at heart and I love it, but you got to learn to outsource. You got to learn to leverage. And if you're going to do that, do it with someone who is doing this day in and day out. You've been working and certified with ManyChat for how long now?
Right up 2 years.
Okay. Do you ever see yourself going away from it, or you think that you're passionate about this?
I'm sticking with ManyChat. I'm riding out. Eventually, they'll add other channels on. There'll be what's the other one? The other WeChat, not WeChat, the green one. Know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I've tested them all, and there's like there's no comparison. I guess that's why it's the largest messenger chat platform in the world. So let's talk about pricing real quick. Someone wanted to get started with you. You know, what does that look like, and what can they expect as far as how much they're going to want to spend on an ad? Let's talk about do it yourself, if they wanted to do it yourself.
So the first responder is totally turnkey. I do it for you. Like, I've got a few questions for you, and I take care of the setup, and it's done. There's no more setup to it except answering messages as they come in from your website. That one is $997 currently.
$997.
Correct. And then you owe ManyChat $10 a month because they're kind of the middleman. They're the ones that enable us to automate it.
Okay. So $997, $10 a month. And that is just setting it up on your website to where there's that little chat button there, right?
Yeah. So like a lot of chat companies charge you $30, $40, $50 a month. This is a better approach to get, you know, installed one time versus having that monthly reoccurring bill. And then, you know, it removes the friction because you can continue that conversation once they leave your website. Compared to on your, the typical chat's gonna pop up and ask for your email still, which is annoying. And they don't know who I am. So I can say I'm Bob and here's my email, but when I go away, I'm gone. With Messenger, you can continue that conversation once they're gone.
So it's a way to capture people on your website as opposed to having them fill out a long contact form. And most of them don't do that anyway. A lot of people will do this. They see that. They see it on a bunch of other big websites and they're starting to use it more and more and more. But more important than that, after you click that, this $997 includes the flows that you've built out that are in ManyChat that have proven to be effective in starting that conversation.
You got it. And we plug in your specific cities, because I mean, that's pretty much the customization. I'm plugging in up to 8 cities for you. And then the searches are all the same, more or less, because we're asking the same questions. But depending which website platform you're on, there's a little bit of tweaking there, but I support the majority of them.
Okay. So let's say like I'm in Las Vegas. It's a pretty big city. They don't have many surrounding cities. I guess we got North Las Vegas and Henderson, but let's say I wanted to break it up by community. Is that like 8 communities? Would that work?
As long as your website reflects it, because remember we're putting it in the address bar, we're building it out and passing it back in the address bar. As long as your website does it now, if you can filter by that community and give me a link, we can do it.
Perfect. And definitely, and so same thing with zip code. As long as your website does it by zip code, if someone wanted to do it by zip code, they could.
Yep. Any kind of filter that your website does, we can do.
Awesome. Okay. So let's say I get that installed and I get a new listing and I want to promote that listing. Mm-hmm. And I want to drive more people into Messenger and have more conversations and get more leads. What does that kind of product look like for you?
So that's the other product. That's the ListingBot 2.0.
ListingBot 2.0. How much is that running?
It is $2,500.
Okay. And what does that include?
That includes a 1-hour masterclass that walks you through 3 steps to plug your listing in, connect the follow-up sequence, and build out your Facebook ad. So the first go-around, it'll take you an hour to get up and running. After that, it takes most people about 30 minutes.
And so I have a new listing. I want to promote it. This would be a great way to get started, but it would help you with future listings down the line as well.
Yeah, you own the tech. You're not like leasing it. You're not paying me monthly for it. Like, you own it. You can customize it. If you want to make it in Spanish, great. We can do that. I don't speak Spanish, but if you want to translate it, I can help, you know?
Yeah. So I hear you. So I'm going to tell you what, guys, I have spent hours upon hours upon hours figuring out how to build flows, figuring out how to put conditions and actions and tags. And it's crazy how much work goes into this. I'm telling you, the amount of time I spent on this is well worth just handing it off and letting Chris do it for you. He's already done it. He goes to these conferences with ManyChat. He's certified. And you already know that it's just going to be done. Like, that's so many hours you're buying back from your life. But now you have this new listing bot 2.0 set up. You've pulled all the information from this listing and any future listings. What about the ad spend? Because you got to drive traffic to it. I'm just trying to get these listeners here to understand what to expect if they decide to go with this. And I'm sure they're going to learn more information when they click the links in the show notes. And if they even want to get on a personal conversation with you to learn more, I'm sure they can. But let's go ahead and talk about that. Like, what can they expect from an ad spend? And you know, I know it varies per market on how many leads might come from it, but what do you suggest?
I like to recommend starting with $10 a day. $5 used to be the budget. I like 10 now. You may find, you know, if you're getting a ton of them, if you're getting 50-cent conversations, you may want to scale back. It's ultimately up to you. You know, if you get 20 a day and you can't handle it, you can always scale back. But if you can handle more, scale up. Like, it's a sliding scale. I like to start off at $10 a day.
Yeah. And that's definitely, I found that to be really good results. Just let Facebook's algorithm and AI go to work to find those people who are most interested in what you've putting out there. And then once you build this audience to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people, a great way to manage that, from what you're telling me, is to do a retargeting video ad to re-engage them. What does that look like? Is that something that's ongoing as well after they build up a certain number of people in their audience?
Yeah. So you can use Facebook's platform to create a custom audience. Anybody that sent you a message in the last day, last 7 days, last 30 days, and then put out specific videos to those. So like what I like to do with one day, say, hey, thanks for checking out my listing. Doesn't matter what listing it is. That, hey, thanks for checking out my listing. My name is whatever, you know. Love to chat more if you're interested in a listing like that. Like, that's more of that, engage with me. Because if they engage with you and send you a message, guess what? They're like, oh, I did look at that house. There it is. There's no wondering what it was. They scroll up and there it was, you know.
Yeah, so the call to action on that retargeting is they're tapping a link that brings them back into to Messenger.
Right? Yep.
Cool. And you know, when they come in through that retargeting ad, that they're definitely a more warm or even hotter lead because now they've re-engaged, right?
You want
to focus your time on actually doing real live conversations on Messenger through your Facebook Pages app when that happens with those people, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You do.
Awesome, man. Well, cool. We're going to have links in the show notes on where you guys can learn more about these products that Chris has had. I would not have him on here if I didn't think he knew what he was doing and if he wasn't providing value for his clients. Chris, man, thanks a lot for coming on to this show today and sharing all of this information with this audience, because I know it's very valuable. Have a great day, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
You too, man. We're going to work out a special for your audience as well. So y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned to that. You know, I'm telling you what, try this out for 90 days to a year. And it's going to pay for itself 3, 5, 10 times over. It's going to depend on you doing the work, but you will not be reliant on, you know, a Zillow or a realtor.com or one of these big names that is basically, you know, having control over your lead generation. This is a way for you to take control over your lead generation and do it for a very low cost in comparison. I've done Zillow leads before. I've done Trulia, Realtor, you name it. And I can't tell you enough how much value there is in this platform and with Chris Harden's Book Me Solid platform. So appreciate you coming on. For those of you interested, tap the links in the show notes, and we'll see you on the next episode. Okay, congratulations. You guys stuck around to the end of the episode. Therefore, you're going to get the gift that I promised in the beginning of the episode. If you go to socialagentsecrets.com/bookmesolid, you're going to get a free cheat sheet download for the 5 most effective strategies for following up on Messenger marketing with your Messenger leads. On top of that, when you download that PDF by entering your email and your name,
That's all you got to do. You're going to get emailed that PDF cheat sheet along with a mini video training course that goes along with it that'll be presented to you in your Facebook Messenger inbox. Now, this can only be downloaded and only be accessed for the listeners of this podcast. So make sure you go over and do that right now. The link is in the show notes. But just in case you didn't get it down the first time, that's socialagentsecrets.com/bookmesolid. Thanks again for listening. If you guys got anything from this episode, all that I ask is that you screenshot it and share it. DM it to a friend. Text it to a friend. Give it to an agent, a loan professional, an escrow officer who you think might find it beneficial. Thanks again for being a part of the Social Agent Secrets community, and we will see you on the next episode.